This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. The Project Taurus Data Center is moving forward after the Colorado Springs Planning Commission upheld the city's decision to approve a data center off Garden of the Gods Road. If this decision is appealed, the city council will make a final decision. At least one group confirmed with KRCC they plan to file another appeal. 80 athletes and coaches in Colorado have been restricted or banned from Olympic and Paralympic sports. That's according to a disciplinary database from the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, based in Denver. The database will be updated weekly in an effort to show transparency and build trust among athletes. Olympic gold medalist Bonita Fitzgerald Mosley is the new CEO of Safe Sport.
We recognize that it's a great resource for everyone, whether you're in the Olympic and Paralympic movement or not. We recommend it as a resource to parents and athletes and coaches and sport administrators and employers.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport was created by Congress in 2017 to investigate sexual, physical, and verbal abuse involving coaches and Olympic and Paralympic athletes. Drought conditions are improving in parts of the state thanks to this week's rain, but it may not last long. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist of Denver 7. She says reservoir levels are still well below normal.
The rains in the mountains have helped, I would say. There's probably areas that have benefited, spots like Dillon Reservoir. But when it comes to the drought map, there is still a huge section of western Colorado that's under some exceptional drought conditions. There's one pocket on the eastern plains where we are now drought-free, so that's nice, but it is a little more severe across the metro area.
Parts of the high country have some of the driest conditions right now, including Eagle and Pitkin counties. The state updates its drought map every Thursday. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.